Hi, Raider Nation. My name is Autumn, and this is my very first season with Football's Fabulous Females. The process of finding out that I made it onto the Raiderettes was such a long and exhausting process. I think that had been the very longest day of my life. Once I heard my number called, I was so excited. I was shocked at first, and I didn't really believe it. And then it hit me, and I started bawling. It was really exciting, and it was nothing like I've ever experienced before. This is my very first swimsuit shoot I've ever done, and it was kind of nerve-wracking at first, but the photographers made it really easy and really comfortable, and it was really fun. It was a really cool experience. I wanted to become a Raiderette because I absolutely love performing. I love the Raiderette uniform. I think it's so classic and so clean. It looks very professional. Being able to put it on for the first time, I was shocked. And I don't think it actually hit me. I'm now on the team until I actually put it on, and it was really exciting. Raider fans, this is Raiderette Autumn, and I will see you on game day.
This Sunday marks the Raiderettes' annual on-field holiday celebration, where also the Raiderette of the Year will be announced. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, JT. Time once again to check in with our own Jeanette Thompson to see what's been going on within the community.
Thanks, JT. From the Coliseum to schools around the Bay Area, the Raiders continue to make a difference in their hometown. As part of an ongoing effort to serve and motivate local students, the Raiders have been hosting their own unique program, First and Goal Kids. Upon arriving at the Coliseum on game day, kids receive a visit from past players like legendary running back Bo Jackson with transportation, a ticket, and meal provided at no cost. This season, the Silver and Black have donated thousands of tickets to youngsters for the program.
I'm glad that I'm right here right now because I get the opportunity to spend time with my extended family. Raider Nation.
In another ongoing commitment to the community, the team has been rallying behind the Coach of the Week program presented by the California National Guard. Most recently, Usama Young, Shelton Johnson, and Brandon Ross headed to Oakland High School to award Coach Jace Gorey a $2,000 donation to the school's football team. A nod to his excellence in leading his players.
Heard they had a big win a couple weeks ago, so it's a big achievement for them.
It shows that eventually your hard work does pay off, whether it's on the football field or in the classroom. As long as you work hard at it and give it your best shot, you know, your rewards will come.
Brandon Ross later joined teammates Tyvon Branch and Matt McCants, as well as some musicians on stage at Futures Elementary School. In a shared effort with Pandora Radio, players taught students how music can be a fun and influential element in any career.
Music is a positive thing. It helps everybody. I mean, it's a part of life. It's a part of our culture. It's very prominent.
We're active in the school. We know the Raiders are active in the community. And we thought it was the perfect intersection of sports, music, culture in Oakland.
One last thing, JT. I wanted to remind everyone to tune in next week when we take you behind the scenes of the making of the 2014 Raiderette calendar from beautiful Napa, California.
Right now, we're at the Marriott in Napa, California, for the 2014 Raiderette calendar.
Not only do you get to see great parts of Napa, you get to see 40 fabulous females, the Raiderettes.
That wraps it up for this week. Back to you, JT.
Thanks, Jeanette. A quick reminder to everybody within the Raider Nation, if you want to see the Silver and Black play either Kansas City this Sunday or the remaining home game against Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos, pick up your tickets at Raiders.com or call 1-800-RAIDERS. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. Have an outstanding week.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.